Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Kathy, I'm home.
Where have you been? I thought you'd be home ages ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise it was so late. So, have you eaten?
Well, no, I waited for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. You should have had yours.
Well, I didn't. So, I'll just go and heat everything up now. I take it you're ready to eat.
Yeah, yes, I am, thanks.
Good. So, how's Loverboy?
Oh, he's okay.
Was the pub busy?
Yes, it was heaving, but we did manage to get a seat.
Oh, good. You haven't eaten, have you?
No, I'm starving.
Oh, okay, because there's lots of it.
And, is there anything added that I don't know about?
No, it's a typical chilli, that's all.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll just go and wash my hands. I won't be a minute.
Well, be quick, it's almost ready.
Oh, that was great, thanks for that. That was a really good idea of yours, Mike, to bring in the curry. I hadn't got round to doing anything for dinner tonight, so thanks again for that.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So, what have you been doing then?
I've been moving the furniture out of the spare room so I can decorate in there.
Oh, right. That must have been hard work.
Well, yes, it was. But I wanted to get on and finish it tonight so I can start decorating in the morning. So not having to cook tonight was perfect timing.
And how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't particularly relish the thought of decorating the room, but it's got to be done.
Well, if you need any help, just ask, OK?
Well, to be honest, I aim to do it when you're at work, but thanks for the offer anyway. And how's Penny?
Oh, she's fine.
And work? Has Henry been sacked yet?
No, but Tina is thinking of leaving.
Oh? So where's she going?
Oh, I don't know. She had a customer complain about her. That's made her want to leave.
Customer complained? Gosh, but somehow that doesn't surprise me with Tina. She's not the friendliest of folk, is she?
No. And obviously Matthew had to have a word with her about it. It seems he did give her a right telling off.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and that's when she said that she wanted to leave.
Well, well, well. I didn't think that would happen. I thought she was looking for a managerial role at Patterson's.
Well, she was. But maybe something's come up somewhere else. You never know.
Well, Patterson's won't be the same without her.
No, it'll be much better.
Well, here's to Tina and her new job.
Yes. Well, yeah, I suppose so. Cheers. To Tina.
To Tina.
More wine?
Oh, yes, please. It's very nice, but it's quite hot, isn't it?
No, I think it's perfect.
Oh, thanks. No, it's lovely. I'm not complaining. It's great. And so is the garlic bread.
Penny, don't sound so surprised.
I'm not.
You are. I don't always add things to the recipe. It's only when I think it needs to be altered to make it more interesting that I do that.
Oh, I see. Well, this is very nice, thank you.
So, what else did Mike say?
Nothing really. Works okay and he seems very happy.
Oh, that's good. So, no gossip?
Well...
Oh, go on, tell me what's happened.
Oh, okay. But don't tell anyone, will you?
Oh, no. So, what is it?
Well, I don't think she will, but Tina said she wants to leave Patterson's after she'd had a ticking off from Matthew.
Oh, did she now? So, why was she told off?
Oh, she made a joke to a customer, and they complained about her.
Oh, no, that's so funny. Tina, joking? So, what did she say?
Well, it's not that funny, actually. All she said was that the customer couldn't bring the goods back.
Is that it?
Yes, and she was joking.
Well, that's not very serious.
Well, she also gossiped about another customer to the same person, and she happened to be the rep that was in that day.
I still don't see the problem.
The rep was Becky.
Oh, I see.
And Becky phoned Matthew and complained about her.
So now she wants to leave?
Well, that's what she said. But she won't. She loves working there.
Well, she wouldn't say it if she didn't mean it.
Well, she probably meant it at the time. But I bet you come tomorrow she won't think that.
Well, fancy that. I'll have to go in and see her.
Why?
Well, I'd like to see her before she goes.
Oh, Kathy, you mustn't. Because you're bound to say something wrong.
No, I won't. Well, to be honest, I don't care if she works there or not. Well, having said that, it might be better if she wasn't there.
Oh, she's not that bad.
Oh, so you're sticking up for her now?
Well, she's all right. I think she's got better recently.
Oh, Penny, be warned. The minute you think that, something will happen and she'll stab you in the back.
No, I don't think she would. Well, not to me anyway. Right, night-night. I'll see you in the morning.
What, already?
Yeah, I'm tired. I need my bed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's my phone. Who in the hell is calling me now?
Hi, Penny. It's Tina.
Oh, hello. Are you all right?
No, not really. I don't think I can go into work tomorrow.
Why not?
Because everyone will know what has happened.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will. You know how word gets round. I bet they've all been talking about me.
Tina, they won't have. People have their own problems to deal with. They won't be thinking of you.
Yes, they will. I know it. Oh, I don't think I can face going in.
You can and you will. I told you this is one little hiccup. It's not the end of the world. Forget what's happened and go in tomorrow and enjoy yourself.
I can't.
Tina, no one will know about it. Well, apart from Matthew and possibly Henry.
And Mike. Matthew must have told him.
Well, I don't know about that. But it doesn't matter. You've got to go into work, or they'll think you can't manage. They won't think you're very good if you need a day off because of a telling off.
Well, I say I've been sick.
They'll know that's not the real reason.
So?
Look, Tina, if that had happened to someone else, what would you say to them?
How do you mean?
I mean, say it happened to me and I didn't want to go in. What would you say?
I'd say you've got to.
Well, there you go then. I'll see you tomorrow.
But Penny!
No, I'll see you tomorrow and I'll bring in cake, just for the two of us.
So you're obviously very pleased she's leaving.
Well, yeah. I think it's great news.
Why?
Well, because we can get someone who won't be so blooming moody.
How do you know that? You might get somebody worse.
No, we won't.
You might. It does happen, you know.
Well, it won't happen this time.
Honestly, you're becoming a right gossip, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You are. Well, there's only one thing for it. I'll go in and ask her if she's really leaving.
No, you can't do that.
And why not?
Because... Well, I told Penny I wouldn't tell anyone.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.